Chapter 3. The Big Fight. Perro knew a lot about ice. He knew when ice was good and when it was bad. Good ice was thick and hard. The dogs could pull the heavy sled across it. But bad ice was very dangerous. It was thin and broke easily. One day, some bad ice broke, and Dave and Buck fell into the cold water. Perro and Francois pulled them out quickly. Another day, Spitz fell through the ice and pulled some other dogs after him. One cold grey afternoon, after days of hard work, the team came to Dawson. Perro, Francois and the dogs rested for a week. But then they had to take more letters back to Skagway. Buck worked hard, and he enjoyed the work. But Spitz was the number one dog, and he hated Buck. When he saw Buck, he made angry noises. He wanted to attack him and kill him. One night, after dinner, one of the dogs saw a rabbit near the camp. The rabbit ran away, and all the dogs ran after it. Buck was nearest to the rabbit, with the other dogs behind him. Spitz left the other dogs, ran through some trees, and jumped out in front of the rabbit. Spitz caught the rabbit with his teeth and killed it easily. Buck was very, very angry with Spitz. That was his rabbit. He jumped up at Spitz and attacked him. But Spitz was bigger and stronger. His teeth cut into Buck. Blood ran down Buck's head and body. The other dogs watched and waited. Buck attacked Spitz again and again. Then he broke Spitz's leg with his teeth. Now Spitz had only three legs. Then Buck attacked again and broke another leg. Spitz could not stand up and he fell to the ground. All the other dogs ran toward him and killed him. The next morning Spitz was not in the camp. Francois looked at Buck. There were big cuts on his body, and Francois showed them to Perro. "Look," he said. "Spitz and Buck had a fight. Now Spitz is dead." Perro put Sol Lex in Spitz's place at the front of the line, but Buck wanted to be the number one dog. He ran towards Sol Lex and pushed him away. Then he stood in Sol Lex's place. "Look at Buck," said Francois. "He killed Spitz, and now he wants his job. Go back to your old place, Buck." He pushed Buck away and put Sol Lex at the front again. But Buck did not move, and Francois went to get a club. Buck remembered the man in the red shirt. He could not fight a man with a club. He ran through the camp into the trees. Francois and Perro could not catch him. "We're an hour late," said Perro. "We have to leave now. Let's go." But the team needed Buck. Francois put Sol Lex back into his old place in the line and called to Buck. Buck watched him from the trees, but did not come. "Put down the club, Francois," said Perro. Francois put down the club. Then Buck walked slowly to the head of the line, ready to start work. Now, Buck was the number one dog.